Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Today I have as my guest, Ms. Tina Starks. Ms. Tina Starks is the mother of James Wendell Glover. James Glover was charged and sentenced to a 20-year sentence where he will serve 15 years. The charges were battery and robbery. The Cobb County Police Department in the state of Georgia directed me to the public information officer who said he was very familiar with the case. I was then told to call the superior to speak to the first district attorney, where I was told that they had no comment. Now, with that, then we're going to go to a song and we're going to come back. Yes. Hello, is this Ms. Tina Starks?
Yes, it is. How are you?
Hi, Ms. Starks. This is Angela Butler from Show Talk with Angela Butler. How are you doing?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm okay. I just got through introducing you. How are you this afternoon, Ms. Starks?
I'm actually good. I'm actually good.
Yeah,
you know,
actually
every
good.
Day that God allows me another day to get up and fight, you know, I'm good. I'm good.
Okay. You had called me in reference to your son, James Wendell Glover, am I correct?
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Your son, I believe, what was your son charged with? And what was his sentencing?
They charged him, they had him like 7 different charges. But the one that they sent him to prison on was aggravated assault and 1 other charge. And that aggravated assault is what sends them straight to an adult prison.
Okay.
He was found innocent on the other charges, but found guilty on 2 of the charges. And the judge said that the jury didn't understand what they were doing because there was no way that they can find him guilty on this charge and innocent on those on the other charges when all the charges were saying the same thing. They were just worded differently.
Okay, understand that. They charged him with the same crime more than one time.
Exactly.
Am I correct?
Yep.
Okay.
He just said it was worded differently. It was the same thing, just worded differently, but the one that they found him guilty on is the one that gives them a lot of time.
Okay. Is your son currently in prison?
Yes, he is.
Juvenile detention or prison? How old is your son now?
Oh, no, he's actually in adult prison now.
How old is
your son? As of a month ago.
Mm-hmm. How old was your son when he was first sent, when he was first charged and put in juvenile detention?
15 years old.
And he's 18 now?
He's 17. Mm-hmm.
He's 17. He's in an adult prison.
Yes, in an adult prison. In Cobb County, at the age of 17, they consider the kids grown. So at the age of 17, they send them over to the adult jails now here in Cobb County. Now, at the age of 17, you can't vote. You can't get your own apartment. So why do they consider them grown when they want to, you know, throw them under the jail for a crime?
What kind of student was your son? Had he ever been in any trouble at that age? I mean, he was 15, am I correct?
He was 15 years old. That's correct.
Had he been in any trouble at school?
He hadn't been in any trouble. Like the gang charge that they trying to throw at him was something as simple as some kids fighting in a bathroom. And, you know, all the kids had heard that these kids were going to fight in the bathroom. So all the kids rushed in the bathroom to see this fight. My son did the same thing, went in and watched this fight. And the boys actually went in there and jumped on. You know, we had to go before the board and all that kind of stuff. And the boy was like, no, you know, your son didn't put his hand on me. But, of course, you know, Cobb County, and my son was going to a predominantly white school, in Cobb County in the school system, if there are three or more blacks just standing around, it could be me, you, and a particular another particular person in Cobb County, that's considered a gang. And so it was more, it was a lot of kids. It was a whole lot of kids that rushed in the bathroom to see this fight. And the principal over there, that's how he got that gang charge. But that charge was dropped in juvenile. But they kept trying to bring that up, you know, in his trial, trying to defame him because they didn't have anything else on my child.
Didn't have anything else on your son.
They didn't have anything on my child. My child has never been in trouble with the law before, don't even have a criminal history record, anything.
Okay. All right. Tell me a little bit about when your son was arrested. Not when he was arrested, but so much. What I'm trying to say, let me see if I can word this right. Was your son at the man's residence? Was he somewhere else by eyewitnesses or something like that?
He wasn't at the scene of the crime with these kids.
Okay.
So no, he wasn't. He was actually going, you know, going in that direction at a convenience store. But he wasn't with those children when they went to the scene of the crime to commit this crime.
Okay.
So he was going the wrong way at the wrong time.
Okay, but they could put him somewhere else, right?
Yes.
Okay. At the time, I just want to make this clear to Liz. They can put him somewhere else when the crime was being committed, right?
Exactly. Yes, they can. Mm-hmm.
Well, you can't be at two places at one time.
You're exactly right. You're exactly
okay.
right. And that's what they were saying. If he was a Olympic bike rider, you see what I'm saying? But there was no way he can be over here beating this man and be at a convenience store at the same time.
Okay.
But they didn't want the attorney to present that timeline to show the jurors that. You see what I'm saying? Anything to defame my son, they didn't want it presented so the jurors could see that it wasn't this child.
Okay. We've got some callers. Do you mind if I take the callers?
Sure.
Okay, we're going to ask if they have any questions.
Okay.
Hello, caller. Are you just calling to listen, or do you have a comment or a question?
Yes, hello. I guess I'm on the line here, huh?
Yes, sir.
Hi, my name is Willie Gallman. I'm just calling in. I was just listening to what was going on here. And my question is, during this time when they was asking for witnesses and everything, did they have any type of witnesses, like people that would, anything that was really substantial to put him in to have him locked up? Was there any solid witnesses at this? Or have he been tried, really?
No, there were no witnesses. There is no physical evidence on my son at all. They took a photo ID around the complex and to the elderly man. No one has could identify my son. Nobody. There's no DNA, no fingerprints, no witnesses, nothing other than the word of the 11-year-old child that has my baby locked up for 20 years, 15 years to serve with no evidence.
Okay. Go ahead, sir.
In Atlanta, Georgia, I think this is the most mishandled situation I've ever heard in my life here. And you're not the only one, ma'am. You're not the only one that's going through this. There's a whole lot of other things. This is just – I'm glad this made nationwide here. There's a whole lot of other situations in the same way. And I'm glad that you are speaking up and you do care enough about your child, you know, to make his innocence clear. And I'm behind you on this, man.
Definitely. Like if my son was one of those ones that were terrorizing the world, or one of them old bad disrespectful children like hers, then
yes,
I wouldn't be pushing it, you know, for the freedom of my son. Or even if I felt as a mother that my son had anything to do with it, I would not be fighting. I would say, son, we gonna sit down and we gonna accept these 15 years. But because I know what kind of child I have. And my son, this is not my son's character to even do anything like this. My son have a love for God. He has a love for family. He has all he did was play basketball. He and his sister are the best of friends. My son would never, ever do anything. We have lived in the best neighborhoods, and not a one time have my son went around beating, kicking, and robbing anybody. And you mean to tell me for 2 months I move into this neighborhood, now all of a sudden my son wants to run around and hit, beat, and kick elderly people? No, that's not my baby.
Yes,
that's
ma'am.
Not my son.
Okay. All right. Thank you, caller.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
All right. We have another caller. Hold on, please. Caller, are you just calling to listen? Caller, are you just calling to listen? Or do you have a comment? Okay. Guess you just called to listen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have one more question. I have another question. You said your son had never been in any trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Did your son take a plea deal? Was
no,
he
ma'am.
Willing? He did not.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. They wanted my baby to take a plea deal when he was in juvenile. And my son said, no, I am not taking a plea for something that I didn't do. And I applaud him because he held it down. And he still says to this day, you know, he will not take no plea deal. So if 5 years was sufficient, you know, when you wanted to give him a plea in juvenile, then when you wanted to give him a sentence, why wasn't 5 years sufficient? Because now he's locked up, and obviously parole is saying that 5 years is sufficient for this crime. So 5 years must have been sufficient for this crime that was committed.
Okay. All right. What race did they say your son was?
The elderly man said that they knew that the 11-year-old was with an older child. And he said that the older child that came into his apartment with the 11-year-old was Hispanic at first. And then we did a deposition in court, and he said that the other child was white. My child
okay.
is not neither.
Your child is neither. Okay. All right. Okay. So your son received how many years?
They gave him 20 years with 15 years to serve at the age of 15 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to understand, we in a racist county. We in Cobb County. We in a racist county, but I've been here. I've been in Georgia for 15, 16 years of my life, of my kids' life. We have been law-abiding citizens, and I taught my kids to be. We've never, ever had any problems in Cobb County. Now, coming in, we knew it was racist. We knew that the judge that we were facing was racist. He denounced his own daughter because she was engaged to an African-American man. But never did I ever believe, you know, but you have to understand that this case is an elderly white man, World War II vet. Some black kids did it. Somebody had to go down. My son was the oldest, and he was the one that went down for it. You got to understand that these other kids are repeat juvenile offenders who already have extensive criminal history records as long as Interstate 20 already. They know how to work the system already. We have statements from kids. We have statements from teachers where he went to school bragging about how he kicked, hit, and beat this elderly man. He came to my house in December of 2010 and said that Jay has to get out, and Jay has to get out now. Whatever it takes, we have to do. Whatever it takes for us to do, we have to get Jay out. He was getting ready to crack then because he knew that my son didn't do it. We're talking about the same 11-year-old child who picked up a brick in my yard and was getting ready to bust his own brother in the head with the brick. This is his M.O. This is his M.O. His own mother says she has a feeling that her sons did it, that if they did the crime, they're going to have to do the time, but they have gotten other kids in trouble before. But as a mother, I don't know how she sleeps at night knowing that your children have sent an innocent child to prison for 20 years of his life. I don't know how she do it.
All right. Okay, so your son is now in prison, and like I said, you can't be two places at once. We're going to go to the next caller.
Okay.
Hello, caller. Do you have any input or any questions you'd like to ask? Or are you just listening? Hello, caller. Do you have any questions?
I guess they're just listening. Okay. All right. Is there anything else you'd like to say before we take a break?
No, I think I pretty much touched on the basics.
Okay, we're going to go to break, and we're going to come back. We have Ms. Tina Starks here. She is talking about her son who was sentenced at the age of 15 to 20 years, where he was served 15 in the state of Georgia by Cobb County Police. Mm-hmm. Let's go to break.
When you're searching for the latest news on entertainment, the economy, business, technology, and creative arts, choose...
The Digital Conglomerate Magazine.
Not only do they give you all the latest information, but they're there for you 24-7, baby, giving you the 411 and all you need to know, baby. Visit the Digital Conglomerate Magazine online. Just Google us, baby. We're everywhere.
Okay, that was Garland McLaughlin. He is the owner of the Conglomerate Magazine, which is an online magazine that can be found at www.conglomeratemagazine.com. Next, we have Exquisite Barista.
Let's get down to business. So you're having that company function or business function, and you need the proper services to get that business menu pumped. Okay, here's the solution. Call Exquisite Barista Services. Exquisite Barista Services has the experience to create a signature beverage for your business or organization. Services also include barista training, custom beverage menu creation, food and beverage pairing, and so much more. Visit Exquisite Barista Services online at www.exquisiteexpressinc.com or better yet, call 210-701-0143. That's 210-701-0143. Don't take your chances on the other man. Get that grand plan and choose Exquisite Barista Services.
All right, listeners, that was a commercial for Exquisite Barista, a company of Exquisite Designs. The number is 210-701-0143, and the other one was Conglomerate Magazine. Don't forget to service those two businesses. Also, we have More Time to Sleep. The inventor is Conti Contino from New York State. Don't forget to check him out at www.mtts.com. It's the sleep systems for babies. Demetra Stewart, let's not forget her, at www.atlantaambition.com. Also, Maurice and Abby Merriweather, the Visalis people. You can hit them up on Facebook. Let's not forget Joanna Ramsey, the director of Lost It All Film, here in Tallahassee, Florida. And again, let's not forget X40, the rapper. Don't forget to check him out, Reverbanation, and check out his single Survival. Alright, we have another caller. Hello, caller. Do you have any questions for Ms. Tina Sparks? Or are you just calling to listen?
Yes, I just want to tell Tina to keep the faith, and I'm part of an organization called New Order here in Atlanta, has been supporting this start from her family from day one when this issue went down. So this county right here is a 99% conviction rate, you know, and it's really run by mostly by white people. And right now we just got to make sure that we did justice for her son, and we're just concerned with what's going on. But a lot of people is coming to her aid right now to get her story out. So I want to thank you for giving her the opportunity to get to your listeners in Florida, let her know that, you know, that we're just as concerned as well. So I just want to say thank you for giving her the opportunity. So this is just the beginning of spreading the word out locally and nationally that we need to get her son free from prison. Because at the age of 15, that young man did not need to be in a prison with grown-ups. It's unacceptable. And there was too much lack of evidence in this particular case.
Okay. All right. Thank you for calling in.
Right.
And I thank you for that, caller. Please continue to listen. Ms. Starks, you are the president of what organization?
No, I'm not the president. The president.
No,
I'm the national spokesperson for
New
Order.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
New Order National Human Rights Organization.
Okay, you're the national spokesperson. Okay. Okay, what does that organization do?
We are the voice for the voiceless, and pretty much if people have cases such as myself, we go out and speak to like the police stations, or we go to the source on if people's rights were violated, we go to the source to find out what is going on with this situation.
Okay. And this organization is trying to help you with your son, am I correct?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Well, that's good news. That's always good news to hear that that people have help. All right. So how is your son doing? How is he doing right now?
Or
as you know?
He's keeping his spirits up. He's keeping his head up. And, some days are better than other days, like yesterday after we left. Yesterday was... And he told me, he said, Mama, he said, I don't know how much more of this I can take. And I just encouraged him, hang on, son. Just hang on just a little while longer. So, as a child, he's hanging in there. He's hanging in there. His faith in God is strong. He's reading his Bible. He's praying. But at that age, our faith in God wasn't, where it is now. So I'm just keep encouraging him. Just keep encouraging him, son. Just keep reading your Bible. Just keep praying. And, God is going to open that door. I said, because your voice is tuned to God's ear. So just keep talking to him. So for the most part, he's a very strong young man, and he's holding it down. In his words, he every time I speak to him, he wants me to let everybody know on Facebook that he's straight. So that means that he's good.
Okay. All right. And you're definitely fighting for your son, and there's nothing wrong with that. I applaud you for fighting for your child.
Thank you.
I have to ask this again. I probably already asked this, but I have. I'm going to ask again. Did the police notice your son was somewhere else, or did the judge allow that as evidence?
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they did. But of course, this is just one of those crimes to where, and all of the other kids. It was two sets of brothers who are all friends, and they all were telling the same story. We were all in the house. But then the more that the police interrogated him, it's easy to see that in the detective notes how all these kids were lying. I was sitting on the porch watching everything. Well, one of the boys who so say was in the house all day and had his grandmother lie like he was in the house all day, the police was running through the neighbor's backyard. The detective on this case, I'm not going to call his name, says, oh, that's, I don't even want to call the young boy's name as well. He's, but he called his name because they're familiar with the police. He called his name. Oh, that's, such and such. He lives at apartment such and such. Send backup. He's a runner. You see what I'm saying? So these kids are already well known to the police. They already have criminal history records. They didn't want to do the time, so they put my baby's name in it. And Cobb County failed to do their job and locked an innocent child up.
Now, this is Cobb County in Georgia Police Department, or Sheriff's Department. Which is it? Cobb County?
It's Police Department.
It's the Police Department
mm-hmm.
that arrested your son.
Mm-hmm.
And he was found guilty. Okay.
Yes.
All right. You say your son had never been in any trouble before except for a fight, and then that was thrown out because he was found not to be guilty of that. Am I correct?
Yeah, because it wasn't him in the fight. He was just in the bathroom watching the fight.
Okay.
But you got to understand, I was sending my son to a predominantly white school. You see what I'm saying? So you
see
how they do.
Oh, okay. I did not know
that. You see how they do African Americans over here in Cobb County?
Yes, I do.
This particular crime that my son has been charged with, 87% of African Americans have gone to prison, whereas to 10% of Caucasians have been sent to prison for these same charges that my son has.
Okay. And he was at a predominantly white school.
Yes, he was going to a predominantly white school. That's exactly right.
Okay. Was this a private school or a public school, may I ask?
It was a public school. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to go back to a caller, see if they have any questions. Hello, caller. I just wanted to know if you had any questions. All right. Thank you for calling in to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Okay. I find it a little difficult to do this interview because I'm a mother myself.
Yeah.
My heart goes out to you.
Thank you.
I hope that things get better for you and your son. Is there anything else you would like to say? Is there anything else you would like to say? I mean, is there anything that hasn't been covered? Because the Cobb County Police Department simply said they were, the District Attorney's Office said they had no comment. And the Cobb County Police Department, like I said earlier, had directed me to their public information officer who said he was very familiar with the case.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to let the listeners know this again. And your son was 15 at the time, and now he's 17. And in the state of Georgia, that is legal for them to be sent to an adult prison?
In Cobb County.
Is that a state law in Cobb County? Is that a state law or a federal law?
I'm not sure, but I know in Cobb County it's okay for them. Like at his age, he's supposed to have been still in juvenile. But when they turn 17 in Cobb County, they send them right over to the adult jail. So
well,
I'm not sure if that's every county, but I know in Cobb County, you know, they changed their own law to send these kids, cut these kids off at their knees and send them to the, to an adult jail.
Okay. I just wondered if you knew if it was a state law, a federal law, a county law, or, you know, because I
right
thought
now, believe it's
18.
County. I believe it's just Cobb County that sends these kids over at the age of 17. It may be the state of Georgia, but I know it's definitely Cobb County.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. So you know it's definitely Cobb County. Okay.
Yes, definitely Cobb County. But you got to understand that Cobb County for years have been cutting our African-American kids' lives off at the knees and nobody is saying anything. You know, it's,
so
it's
you're
time
saying
for
that
us
this is completely
people.
Racist.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
saying this is completely racist. You,
oh,
that's...
yeah. Oh, yeah. I know two Caucasian boys who were brothers who had the same charges as my son while my son was locked up in juvenile. Those Caucasian brothers served 9 months in the juvenile detention, and they were let go. But my son gets a 20-year sentence. It's definitely racist.
How long did he serve in the juvenile, I call it the juvenile detention center. How long did he stay in there?
He stayed in there till he was 17, and immediately after he turned 17, they shipped him off to an adult prison.
Okay.
But it is just sad to see that kids in there as young as 15, 16 years old are locked up in prison when these kids should be in school getting an education.
And there was other suspects, wasn't there other suspects? Please don't name the suspects if they were minor, but there were other suspects, right?
There were other suspects. We're talking about a group of five or more kids who are all friends, who all know each other, who all were lying, covering up for each other.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right, listeners, we have with us on the phone Tina Starks, the national spokesperson for, would you tell the name of the organization, please?
New Order National Human Rights Organization.
All right, and also she is speaking on her son, James Glover, who was sentenced to a 20-year prison sentence and is serving 15 years. He at the time, he was 15 years old when he was sentenced by the Cobb County Police Department in the state of Georgia. Is there anything else you'd like to say, Ms. Starks? Is there anything that hasn't been covered? Is there anything I haven't covered?
I think we've pretty much, touched bases on it all. You know, I just need the listeners to know that we are a strong, faith-believing family and that God said we didn't have to understand the process, but, you know, for us to walk through the process, and he gives us breath every day to do that. And that's why I, as a mother, has to fight for the freedom and justice for my son, because I know that my son is innocent.
You believe your son is innocent, okay?
I know my son is
innocent. And I see you have a lot of support because the lines are lit up.
The studio
lines are lit up with about 20 people, 15 to 20 people. I can't count them all right now. I couldn't get to everybody, but I sincerely hope that that your son gets justice, and I hope and I pray that God keeps you and blesses you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
And if I can do anything, please let me know. All right, and I'm going to end the interview. God bless you, Ms. Starks, and God bless you and your family.
Thank you, and God bless you as well for taking out the time to listen for me to be able to
tell
my story.
I hope he gets a retrial. I don't know what it's called, another trial or something where the evidence can be admitted.
Yes.
I guess it, or whatever it's called, I don't want to use the wrong words, but where evidence can be admitted, where it can be shown, where everybody can get the jury or the judge can get a clear view of everything.
Exactly. He does have a new appeal that has been filed. And everything is a process, so we're in the waiting process for that as well. He do have three new attorneys that are working this case, and we just sitting back, standing still, watching God's answers, blessings, and miracles, because we know that this 15-year-old child right here is going to be a living testimony to all young kids that everybody that smile in your face is not your friend.
That's very true. And I have one more question. What type of attorney did your son have?
Oh, we had a paid attorney. His first attorney was a paid attorney. He was well known to the Cobb County area. But like I said, once again, it was just one of those cases where it was an elderly white man, black child did it. Somebody had to go down. My son was the oldest. Even though all these other kids were, like his brother, the 11-year-old's brother, they were all in the same age range as my son. The other boys who lived in the complex were all the same age range, as my son. So, but the oldest one went down, and that oldest child that they named was my son.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Tina Starks. I'm going to have to end the interview, but I thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. Thank you for all the callers. Thank you again.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And have a good night, and God bless
you.
Thank
you, too. Okay.
Callers, that was Ms. Tina Starks, the mother of James Glover. She was on Show Talk today defending her son, and as you can hear from what she said, it doesn't seem very fair to me, but that's my own opinion. We're going to go to a song, and then we're going to come back to Show Talk with Angela Butler.
E-I-D.
Yeah, it's your boy King B, man. Shout out to 3-Way Entertainment, Prime Time Music Group.
That was Fareed Braxton. Check him out on Reverbnation at www.reverbnation.com. Check him out and check out his CD. All right, that's it for show 20 Butler. We have on the show Miss Tina Starks, the mothers of a 15-year-old, at now 15-year-old James Glover. At the time, 15-year-old James Glover, who is now 16 years old and serving a 15-year sentence. He was sentenced to 20 years serving a 15-year sentence in an adult prison. So, listeners, I thank you all for calling in. Listen to Show Talk with Angela Butler. The call-in number is 1-347-327-9376. Also, if you like to drink some healthy coffee or become a distributor or have your own business, please call me, Angela Butler, at 850-638-8901 or hit me up at angelabutlershow@gmail.com. Everyone, have a good night.